The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's Patrick Chambers. The Nittany Lions will take on St. John's at Madison Square Garden this Sunday in the Holiday Hoops Festival in a doubleheader that will also feature Rutgers. Coach Chambers, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, we're 6-5, not where we want to be, but the growth of this team, we're slowly but surely getting there. This non-conference has really challenged us, and that's what we wanted. We wanted challenges early and often to prepare us for Northwestern and the Big Ten slate starting on, December 27th. But we're getting some good production from Mike Watkins and some of the other freshmen. Shep's playing consistent, Peyton shooting the ball well. We just need to get all on the same page. The Never Forget game was awesome. What a great experience that was for our team to play in that doubleheader. And obviously we all remember where we were on 9/11/2001. So it's great to be a part of these charity events, these type of games, but we have to keep challenging ourselves and we have to keep growing and maturing.
Appreciate that, Coach. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Chambers, please, Darla.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Adam Zagorian, Zags Blog.
Hey, Pat, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good. I don't know how much film you're going to see on St. John's yet, but, obviously they're coming off a loss yesterday. You're coming off a loss. Just your kind of thoughts on challenges they present and, how hungry you guys are to get a win there at the Garden.
We're both super young. You know, I think he's starting a few freshmen. We're starting three freshmen, a sophomore and a junior. I think he's right around the same. I haven't really put my eyes on them yet, but you obviously follow whoever you're going to play. And I've been noticing that, they're competing. I know they have, I think, somebody out with a sprained ankle. So it's going to be a great challenge. I'm sure he's not worried about us right now. We're worried about our own teams. For us, we're in exam week, so we got to focus on Penn State and what Penn State can get better at. And how we can take 20 – we've played some really good 20-minute halves. We just haven't put a 40-minute game together. And like somebody said the other day, when we do play 30, we find success. So it's going to be a great, great game, two young teams, two teams that are searching for their identities and want desperately to get a win headed into the holiday, into the Christmas season. So I wish I had more for you, Z-Man, but, there's a lot of work to be done between now and Sunday.
Does playing at the Garden give you a chance to help in recruiting and help the profile of the program?
Well, that's what we've been doing. We're trying to put ourselves on a stage with playing in the Hall of Fame with Duke and Cincinnati and Rhodey, and then playing yesterday and then a doubleheader with Villanova, Notre Dame, and Pitt. And hopefully we can get that Pitt rivalry going every year. And now you're going to Madison Square Garden. And then we're playing in the Palestra. So I know a lot of people out there think I'm a little bit crazy. I may have, with this non-conference and where we're playing and the venues we're playing in to challenge this young team as early and often as I had. I just think it's only going to make us a better team in the end. When it comes to late January, February, March, this team should be exactly where we need it to be headed into the Big Ten tournament.
All right. Good luck, my man.
Thanks, brother.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Radio in Baltimore.
Hey, Coach. Talk about on you played against Pitt. You had a tough loss there. Now you have to go have a week off and you play St. John's. What do you guys have to do to keep your players motivated this week, knowing there's finals and there's other things that these student athletes have to do?
Yeah, I think the week that's hardest is the prior week. The Mason game really concerned me. They were playing at a high level and we had papers and exams already started. And then you go on this road trip, we have our academic advisor there and, we looked a little sluggish. We looked mentally tired and then came out in the second half and played much better basketball. So I'd like to think once we get through this week, all that pressure and stress, especially for young guys, this is all new to them. This is new to them. Every night is very difficult. Every practice, we demand the most from them. And we demand them going to study hall and being at class and taking care of their business. So it's very challenging. So I'm hopeful that by Thursday or Friday, when all the exams are finished, that they're going to feel a breath of fresh air and rejuvenated all that stress and pressure's off him. Now let's go work. Let's go back to work. Let's get practice in. Let's get reps in. And let's continue this process of being the best team we can be in and late on the line against St. John's at the Garden.
Yeah, speaking of the Gardens, what do you see in St. John's getting ready for that game? I know you said that earlier they're a young team, and but still playing in New York City is still a tough challenge no matter what.
Yeah, but that's what we want to do. Again, when we put this schedule together, we knew it was going to be hard, but we want to see growth. We want to see maturity. We know what our weaknesses are now. Instead of going in maybe with a record that wasn't realistic, we're going in with a record that's very realistic. We played the top 10, we played top 25 teams in the country. I think Pitt will be eventually a top 25 team. So that'll be three for us with a good Mason team and a good GW team. So we know exactly what we need to work on. And being in the Garden, I'm sure there's going to be some jitters. There's going to be that nervousness that you feel, and especially at 11 a.m., which we haven't done, played a game at 11 a.m. So I'm sure that's going to be who wakes up first. We'll like the outcome for sure.
You probably expect for maybe a sluggish first half probably with the points for that one.
Yeah, there could be. But you hope the excitement of playing in that, the most famous arena in the world, will get these guys juiced and ready to go.
Well, good luck with finals and good luck this week.
Hey, thanks.
Coach Chambers, appreciate your time. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.